Let's look at the words of Jesus in Mark chapter 1. There are six things that he says. First, in verse 15, the very first thing that he says in his public ministry, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The time is fulfilled means the eternal now, this moment, that there is fulfillment, this moment, completeness. Man, your true being as the image and likeness of God, Genesis 1:26, is fulfilled, this moment, complete in the likeness of perfect good. The time is fulfilled. This is the reality. This is the base from which we go forward to heal. And the kingdom of God is at hand. It has to be at hand because the kingdom of God is infinite. It is everywhere, all the time, fills all space, and you cannot get away. Repent ye. Repent means to change your thinking, to think again in a different way, to spiritualize your thought, and believe the gospel. And of course, the gospel is the teachings of Jesus, that we must believe in the sense that this word is used originally, with deep understanding, deeply understand what Jesus is teaching. The second thing is in verse 17, where Jesus is speaking to Simon, later called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. They're fishing, and he calls them to be disciples. Think of Jesus saying this to you as his present-day disciple. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. There's your mission. No matter what you're doing, you can be doing that anywhere, anytime. The third thing that Jesus says in Mark chapter 1 is in verse 25. And here he is in a synagogue, and there is a man with an unclean spirit crying out, being all resistant to him, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." Stop the negative, wrong, materialistic thinking. Stop with the sinful thought. Stop accepting the imposed negative suggestions on yourself. Hold thy peace. Come out of him. Get those thoughts out and bring in the light of the Christ and the truth of your being in his image and likeness. The next thing Jesus says is to the disciples when they find him. He's been out praying most of the night, in the early, early morning hours when it's nice and the thought is still and quiet. It's a wonderful time to get up a bit early to pray. They find him and they tell him everyone is looking for him. There's a great demand on him. But he says, "Let us go into the next town so that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth." He needs to see as many people as possible and go where the Father tells him to go, and not just for a limited few. The last two things that Jesus says, they're Matthew 1, 41, and then in 44, is in response to a man with leprosy. The man is asking to be healed, and Jesus shows our response when those come to us for healing. There's no hesitation. There's no wondering. He just simply answers the man, "I will. Be thou clean." Let's use his words when we're asked to help and heal. "I will. Be thou clean." And after the man is immediately healed of this supposedly incurable leprosy, Jesus instructs him not to say anything to anyone. "See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way Show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. When there's a healing, especially if it is striking and sudden and amazing, it is a good thing. It is wisdom to be quiet for a little while about it and just go to God and just rest with that and have gratitude and then make it known.